But do you have, did you get his call sign? I'd be interested in that too.
Yeah.
Did you get the gentleman's call sign? I'd be interested in looking into that too. Say again?
Yeah, Roger, we got it. We're going to
you. Okay, Roger, thanks a lot. I don't know. You mean when are we going to have you 24 hours, or when are we going to start fading at a decent hour? Yeah, I know. Roger, Roger. Of course, you know, we could just voluntarily succeed. Oh yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah, I guess that kind of goes contrary to the whole grain, doesn't it? Lily is telling me that Sally did not treat Barry very nice today. Yeah, Roger, Roger, Roger. Yeah, I think so.
This is day off.
Yeah, numb is the word. New. By the way, something like the original. It was a real, very bad.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, they're doing it to everybody these days, though.
It does seem that way, that's for sure.
Well, everybody's to everybody worthwhile.
Yep.
That's not part of it. I just want to keep
looking at
myself over.
That is a fact.
He
misses my what?
My
hysterical comment.
Historical, I
guess. Historical.
Roger.
Oh, yeah. Well, have him drop by sometime and chit-chat.
Roger. Are you guys keeping a profile on Kelly Evans?
Yeah, Roger.
Okay, Roger.
Never let him out of our sight these days.
I used to understand
what? You just don't understand what?
The quarantine, I mean, after days and days of problems, I mean, sometimes it even gets stuck out there.
Probably just saving up his breath.
No, we don't save the quarantine, you say to him?
Negative.
Roger, Roger. Well, maybe he can't sleep tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll bet. WD-60VR, WD-System ID, portable 8R3. Half a mic, press 6.
Why, hello, Scott.
Okay, this begins July 1st, 1978.
Okay. Roger.
Okay, stand by.
WD6
BVI,
standing by.
How do you copy now? Do you copy any better now?
I copy. It's just QRM around.
Yes. Tell me about my next transmission. CI copy. Listen carefully. That's what I'm saying. As the driver, there's a better
word. Roger.
Okay, out of this one now. How do I sound now? Do I sound better or worse? Better or worse?
The traffic you have, since no one will be in the right. Roger, stand by. Martha is preparing her report, and so is Lily, because it's they have very little time. Over.
Roger, I understand. Is there anything particularly outstanding that you don't know about? Yes, we talked to Pete today, over. And he had been talking
with his assistant about the recommendation from the doctors about the change in climate, over.
The recommendation of a change of climate, you mean? Roger, roger. Yes? And it's pretty much finalized, and he made the necessary arrangements, you know, with the hospital and all that. Over.
I'm sorry, you talk a little bit slow and sort of confused.
Okay, it's pretty much finalized. Over.
Roger, I mean, he's made the arrangements with the hospital for all that's necessary, over. Wait a minute, I think I'm confused. He started from the beginning. He's been talking with assistants about what again? Oh, the doctor had recommended a change in climate for some, you know, because of the condition of the patient, over.
Are we talking about a change in climate? I think so. We had talked about it back and forth sometime, you know, about the same condition and whether that was a good idea, because we weren't sure if that party wanted to move, over.
Yeah, you mean just generally the fact that, you know, his health would be better if he was in a warmer climate or some, you know,
place
that would be more conducive to his health?
That's right, that's right.
Okay, I've got you, let's go.
Well, he had talked to the doctor and reached the decision that that was the right, move to make for the health of the patient, over.
You're saying after talking with his assistant, he feels that the patient should remain where he is?
Negative copy on the last part.
Are you saying that he doesn't think he's going to try to see if the patient could have a change of climate, or that he's concerned with the patient that, you know, living in the cold climate that he's in now?
No, he's not the with the recommendation of the doctor, Dr. Iverson, about the fact that the health would be better if the climate were changed, over.
Roger, that's original.
And so he made arrangements with the hospital to go ahead with it, over. With the medical review board at the hospital. Do you copy?
Roger, I didn't know that that was something that was going to be happening at this point. I thought that the patient was going to be changing, getting going to help spawn later on.
It's not certain yet. He made arrangements to register for it. Do you copy? Roger. And I think that after all the admittance forms are filled out and accepted by the medical review board, over.
Roger.
We will know later, not necessarily too soon, you know, about what they decide, over.
Doesn't he have to make a
personal
appearance on that?
Oh, I'm sure he does. Yeah, it's quite a case history involved, and he has to, you know, get his own personal diagnosis and all that, over.
He has a much more acquaintance with the lung problems and the
different difficulties, but if what he's going to the medical board and that
particular kind of hospital to
the patient. Okay. Okay, and we also talked to Dr. Iverson, over.
What
is happening? We talked to Dr. Iverson today, over. Yes, and he wants to make a call. You know how we've been considering calling up I can't think of his name now, is the friend that he's been considering for some time, you know, over?
Yeah, I know. I'm probably calling up now. Roger. Yeah.
Well, he's really anxious about that because he hasn't heard from him for a long time, and he really wants to go ahead and make a contact, you know. Communication is the best thing, over.
Yes, Roger. Well, that's a cool statement, and I think he should go ahead
and come
to it. Roger. Roger.
What do you think about the idea of putting all those things together, putting all those things together? Well, he didn't think that was too good of an idea because the symptoms are not the same in each case, you know, the many patients that have been seen seem to have different problems, over.
Yes, I understand that, but they do have one problem in common, and that was Dr. White, and it was the question of, I think that's something I know. We need to know, I mean, all the problems, the symptoms in it that the patient has are different. But of course, the treatment that Dr. Iverson can afford, particularly related to Dr. White, would be run through the whole thing.
As I remember, he felt that present all of that in a one kind of a case history book at one time just might make the medical review board and its help, you know, its assistance all confused, over, because there'd be so much of it, over.
I thought that was the idea.
Well, there's so much background and case histories and diagnoses here and there and all kinds of stuff, you know, that goes back so much that he didn't think it would be very helpful, over.
Okay, well, I guess he has his ideas on that anyway. And what was, anything more about Brad?
Well, that's getting ready to cheer. Stand by. Asking for a change in medication for Tony, over. I'm sorry, for Dr. White to consider, over. Roger, I think we talked to, we read about it, over.
Stand by a second, I'm going to have to, let me just refresh my memory.
Roger, Roger. Roger, Roger. Well, that's pretty much what he was considering today. He was considering that. Over.
I
seem to think that this was a very familiar rerun, over.
Yes, yes. Well, that's a good rerun.
And I remember at the time there were two schools of thought on the diagnosis. Do you remember, over? One of the basis for this whole thing, over.
I see. Well, this is interesting. Let's continue.
Well, he's quite excited about the whole thing, over.
I'm so glad he has a copy.
It's just that, you know, it's a typical symptom. It seems to me that Mildred's quite familiar with it, over.
Yes, yes. I think I've had the symptoms described to me, and I'm becoming more aware of them myself.
Roger, Roger. As far as I can tell, the medical records are quite complete. The medical records are complete. Over.
Sort of the kind of symptom of the disease that was not necessarily bad. I mean, you know, it could be just that the patient needs more time. You know, it needs more time for the patient to have to rest and, before they get completely well, but confusion can be just one of the symptoms along the way, and I think that might be something that they could consider, and I don't know if Dr. Augustine is really keen to that.
I'm not quite sure.
Well, you know, in the course of the disease, before the patient would get tired or whatever, there might be confusion. Like you were speaking earlier about him saying that it would be confusing. You know, the situation might be confusing, and that's why he was going to prescribe a certain course of treatment. But I was just saying that confusion might not necessarily be a negative symptom. It just can be a part of the patient's course of treatment. And it might need more time. The patient might have more time than to have to rest and recover. But time can be a great healer.
Roger, I think so too. He was a little bit worried about the surgery department in that case. Over.
Because I know that
someone, one of the nurses here that knows Charlotte, who's been following up the case, has asked her, you know, about the course of therapy that she received. And she's, you know, getting up in 8 years and isn't very clear, always, you know, those fuzzy. And she remembered, you know, she remembered generally, she remembered a few conversations that about the physical therapy, you know, what he suggested and like that, but she doesn't remember a lot of details. Perhaps if there were specific questions directed to her, it might be easier for her to focus, because she is getting older.
Well, I think that he was, I remember myself about, I used to know her, and, she wanted to get a new coat. You remember that? She wanted to buy a new coat over. That's a little bit unrelated to the whole thing, but I just happened to remember that. She wanted to buy a new coat over.
Sullivan at one time, I think, over.
Standby.
I thought that too. Well, I did, but she was visiting in a hotel and about
That time that I think it was
Yeah, I was thinking about their time, and, yeah, he's speaking exactly about that, over.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, bye. You know, Marvin? I know you.
know, Mark?
I'm not quite sure we got the mail to the doctor. I think I know who they are.
Roger.